Let me read for you some excerpts from the Bhagavad Gita where the Lord talks about himself. And you tell me if this is the God of the Bible. I am the cow that fulfills all desires. I am the cosmic serpent. I am the God of death. I am born among the demons. Okay, this is chapter 10, verses 28 through 30 in the Bhagavad Gita. That's what the Lord is saying, that he's the king of snakes, the cosmic serpent, the God of death, and that he is born among the demons. He says shortly before that, among words, I am the syllable, Om. Listen to this quote from the Bhagavad Gita and tell me if this is the same God as the God of the Bible. The Bhagavad Gita is speaking to a man named Arjuna. Here's what Arjuna says after being instructed by the Lord. O Lord, I see within your body all the gods and every kind of living creature. I see the Creator seated on a lotus. I see the ancient sages and the celestial serpents. Now let me ask you something. Does the Bible teach about celestial serpents? Is God ever called the Lord of the snakes and the cosmic serpent and the God of death? Listen to what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Look down at your Bible. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So according to the Bible, the great serpent is the devil. It's Satan. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, well, I'm the cosmic serpent. I'm the God of death. I am the king of snakes, and so forth. So the God of the Bhagavad Gita is not the God of the Bible, but he's actually Satan himself. Right.